Show. As local as Henry Bolte and Ray Borner. 3BA,
more Ballarat. And he's back from a week off. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, the Big Show Entertainment Report. Hello, Jaden.
G'day, PT.
How you doing, my friend?
Really well, thank you. It's great to be back.
And rested and relaxed and ready to rock in. I'll tell you what, there's a bit of celeb news going on. Jessica Rowe and her daughter escaping a very nasty car fire.
That's right. Thankfully, they're both okay. This was just yesterday afternoon, about 3:45 p.m. up in Sydney, in the eastern suburbs. She was out and about in her Volvo four-wheel drive, picking up her 14-year-old daughter, Allegra, from school. And all of a sudden, this bus driver, a school bus driver, flagged her down and told her and her daughter to get out of their car. And luckily, they did, because just a few minutes later, the vehicle actually completely burst into flames. And about $60,000 to $100,000 worth of motor car is now virtually completely destroyed. Some photos that have been taken by various news outlets up in Sydney show the interior damage of the car. And
oh, hello.
I would suggest that, yes, it's virtually a write-off. And it was a very scary situation there yesterday. And Peter Overton, her husband, who actually reads the news on Channel 9 up in Sydney, rushed down there to see if she was okay and wasn't able to read the news last night in Sydney as a result of that. But thankfully this morning, everything is okay. They're all safe and sound, and a great outcome in that particular scary incident yesterday afternoon.
And the bus driver even gave them a ride home. Hey, speaking of flames, Jaden, one of Meghan Markle's claims in her interview with Oprah has been shot down in flames.
It has. You just know somebody in the palace is going to everybody else, I told you so, don't you? Because one of Meghan's claims has well and truly been proven to be incorrect. And the one that we are talking about here is the one that she made about her wedding with Prince Harry, that they supposedly tied the knot 3 days before the actual big ceremony at Windsor Castle. And we know that that's definitely not true. We've seen the marriage certificate now, and it shows that the formalities for that wedding took place at Windsor Castle, not 3 days beforehand. So for whatever reason, she certainly portrayed it quite strongly in that interview that they did get married beforehand in that two-hour interview. There is some talk that we might get to see more of that two-hour interview, but look, I think given Prince Harry's new gigs as that chief impact officer and commissioner of misinformation and whatnot, and given that they're pushing ahead with their new charity foundation, Archwell, I don't think they'd really be keen to sort of go back. Given that Oprah's production company does own the rights to that interview, they may not actually have a big choice in the matter.
Yeah, I don't think I need to see any more of that interview, to be quite honest. Melissa Doyle has opened up about leaving Channel 7 last year.
Yes, she has. So last August, people cast their minds back. We suddenly got the very shock news that she was leaving Seven. 25 years she'd been there. Of course, various redundancies were taking place. And of course, the COVID pandemic played a major role in her departure and those various jobs that were lost at the time. But just this week, she's opened up to Tori Archibald in her Powerful Steps podcast, explaining why she left, and said that it wasn't a personal decision to leave, but she accepted it and just got on with it, basically. This is a little bit of what Mel had to say in that podcast interview.
I felt grateful that I could leave on a professional high. Personally, I think it was probably a great thing to finally get to a point of having someone say, you know what, good luck with your next adventure. Time for a change. I think change is so important, and it's healthy for you. Keeps you on your toes. So it was a chance to, yeah, go home and reassess and put some time and thought into what was going to come next.
Yeah, and good luck to Mel in her ventures down the track. To wrap up quickly, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, a new Aussie film has notched up a big box office record.
That was based on the brilliant book by Jane Harper and starring Eric Banner, shot and filmed in the Southern Mallee region back in 2019. This week it has raked in $20 million, notched over the $20 million mark at the Aussie box office following its release on New Year's Day, which now means that that film has surpassed other big movies like Muriel's Wedding, Priscilla, and The Dish to become one of the most successful Aussie films of all time. So congratulations to everybody involved with The Dry.
Okay. Great movie too, by all reports. And obviously it is, because it's creating box office records. Jaden, great to have you back, mate. You have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next week with the Big Show Entertainment Report.
No worries. Thanks, Pete.